I think it's really important for us to talk about, when we're talking globally, about the mindset for blogs, boards, and bonding. Let me give you a couple of examples. A couple of years ago, I went to a conference for women innovators and inventors. It was in Ghana. And the women were doing terrific work, but they needed to really think about how to scale their business. And one of the things that I thought would be a terrific opportunity is to create from this event some kind of a listserv. So, you know, nothing too complex, but let's just put you into a room and let you email each other. They had access to email. I mean, they had access to computers, but they didn't do it. I couldn't figure out why not. So the challenge was not giving them the technology or setting up the listserv or any of those things. It was beginning to think about technology as a tool for actually doing something that could enhance your life. Another example, I just talked to some folks recently, women in Jordan. And every solution we came up with around technology that might help them, and these are women in business, to innovate or grow their business, the government really wouldn't allow them to do. And there's amazing amount of regulation in many countries that will have an impact on one, women's ability to work and to just participate in the democracy of their own countries. We have a lot of work to do, particularly in developing world. And I think the best thing we can really do is first begin by listening, because there's a lot we need to learn, and there's a lot that I, as an American, have assumed that is wrong. There's just a whole lot we still need to learn from each other. And if we begin with women, rather than thinking about them at the end of the conversation, we will make much faster progress in a much shorter time.